Hello, buddy. This is Howard. I'm it's on Sunday morning, and your folks are going to church. I took a little walk down there, but I would listen to your tapes. They really interesting, and enjoying them very much. I'm on a trip out here from Dallas to Dallas, and I got a chance to come visit your folks. We've been playing your tapes ever since we got up Saturday morning. When I woke up Saturday morning, why, you was on the phone with them, and I'm sure they really enjoyed talking to you, and I guess I should have got up and said hello, but I know that talking to them means much more to you than just saying hello to me and killing a lot of time. I'll probably be in Dallas until about the 23rd, or either there or down the folks. I'm going to go home the 23rd. This is another one of those business trips that I'm making into a vacation. Well, I guess I'm a lousy recorder because I just play it back and it don't sound too good. But in the meantime, I got a call from Evelyn, and they've got 5 inches of snow up there in Jersey. I wish you was there, then you could go skiing. When your father and mother come in, why, they, first thing your father said, maybe we ought to go up there skiing. I wish you could. I got me a new dog, Joni. She wanted to know about him, her rather, and so I'm gonna try to raise a bunch of pups. I have a Brittany Spaniel, and she looks just like my Randy. But my grandson, I guess you might be interested in him, has been talking about the children down there. Well, we're quite proud of him. I brought a bunch of pictures along with us. Showed to your mother and father. And Cheryl, she really went wild. Boy, he's something, she says. Well, she don't think no more than we do. Evelyn, we think quite a little about you often. And remember the good times that we had when you've been up there. We won't forget you and Tim's visit for quite a while. Marge, she's pretty good now. She's had a lot of trouble. She had an accident back just between Christmas and New Year's, and she won't be able to go back to school for a while. The accident was something, I guess, out of the ordinary. It was a little icy, and the girl's car went out of control, turned around, and headed back towards Hightstown. They were coming from Hightstown into Asbury Park. Turned around, and they were going down backwards in the wrong lane, and the truck hit them on the right-hand side in the rear and spun them around and threw them out in the field, and I guess while it was spinning and bouncing, well, they were bouncing all over, and she went out of the car just before it stopped. I guess she's lucky that she wasn't hurt worse than what she is. All of her limbs and head and everything was all black and blue, and she had right leg was really bruised up. I bet you it was pretty near a foot in diameter and stuck out 4 inches. Boy, never seen anything like it in my life. The doctors now she had got quite a bump on her head also, and they're thinking maybe she's got a clot. They're going to take her into the hospital in Philadelphia where she goes to school and see what they can do about it. Joni, she got your letters. I'm sure she enjoyed them, and she's always, she thinks there's nothing like her Uncle Gary. So, if you have time, I'm sure that she enjoys your letters, and I know we like to hear from you. We know you're busy, and but get around and write to us when you can. We're always doing something new. I wore that old saw about. Now got me a new one. Boy, I sure enjoy it. It's a V4 instead of a two-cycle, three-cylinder job. But everybody don't laugh at me now. It sounds a little better on the street, so Evelyn, she'll drive it once in a while. Keep the tapes on coming on, and we'll listen to them whenever we get a chance. When you come back, I'm sure you're going to be real busy, but I want you to put in a trip to New Jersey. Bring Kay along. I haven't got to meet her yet, but I'm sure I will one of these days. So whenever you come back, while you plan a trip to Jersey, and we'll put things on the top shelf again, see what we can do. I guess I'll be signing off now. I run out of notes. I'll let your mother and some of them fill up the rest of this tape. But I know what you mean when you say it's hard to fill up a tape. I went for a ride with your father yesterday. Boy, this country, really everything is changing. I thought I was a farmer at one time, but I don't know anything about this new stuff. When they go from 1 to 2 rows was my experience, and now they're running 8. Boy, that's something different. It's really changing out here. They had their first dust storm the other day, so I guess they're getting started at that. Clyde keeps telling me how dry it is, so we'll see you when you come home, and take it easy and keep up the good work. And Lord bless you and keep you and bring you back to us. And we'll see you when you get home as soon as we can. Bye now.
¿Cómo está, amigo? Usted, mucho pronto, sí? We've been talking to Alicia and I think if she stayed around very much, we could speak a little Spanish. This is Thursday, February the 13th, and we want to try to get this tape finished up and get it off tomorrow. I told Gray we'd try to do it Tuesday, but we know Makey, and so we'll try to do it now tonight and get it off tomorrow. He left Monday about 10:30, and he was going to spend this week and about half of next in Dallas, and then he was going to go down and see the folks, and he thought he might go to Arkansas and see Aunt Jenny at Omaha, Texas, too. You remember we came by there one time? I think this side's about gone, so I'll let Reen turn it over, and we'll see about the other side.